For the U.S. women ski jumpers, it has been a long, arduous path to the 2014 Winter Olympic Games in Sochi, Russia. It was an exhaustive effort to have women's jumping included as an Olympic sport. Men's ski jumping was one of the flagship seven Olympic sports at the first Winter Games in Chamonix in 1924. Now, nearly a century later, the first women will jump as Olympians. And Sunday at the Utah Olympic Park, the first woman was named to the team, Jessica Jerome. Jerome outjumped teammate Lindsey Vann to clinch the lone spot after an intense two rounds of jumping in front of thousands of cheering fans who know what a long road to Sochi it has been for the women jumpers. Former Salt Lake City Mayor and President of Women's Ski Jumping USA, Didi Corradini, didn't hide her emotion on Sunday. After all, she says it's the culmination of 12 years of hard work.
It's just such a joyous occasion to finally be here. And this is the second most exciting day. The most exciting will be when they walk into that opening ceremony as Olympic athletes for the first time in history. I know I'm going to cry when they walk into that stadium. I'm teary today just to see this.
Jerome was steady and smiling as she spoke with the media after scoring 248.5 points, just 2 points ahead of Vann. She said she wasn't certain that she had scored higher than Vann when she landed.
I knew that I had had a good jump. And I was happy. There were some technical things I was working on, so I was happy about that. But I didn't know for sure.
Jerome said she was thrilled to be named to the spot, but just as thrilled for the team in general.
You know, I honestly don't think I've wrapped my head around it yet. I'm just excited that we had this opportunity, and it's huge for all of us girls to be able to compete, and we're really excited. I'm excited for the next month to be able to focus on training and the next couple World Cups and just get as prepared as I can before we head into the games.
Over the last 2 years since the International Olympic Committee finally named women ski jumping as an Olympic sport, Jerome said she's been able to focus on being an athlete versus always having to lobby for inclusion.
So I think overall in the last 2 years it's helped just being able to be an athlete and not have to stand up for the sport so much. Like I said, even though it was a good thing and it needed to be done, it's really great to be able to only focus on being an athlete now.
Teammate Lindsey Vann scoring a 246.5, just 2 points behind Jerome, is the most experienced jumper on the team. She was a favorite going into Sunday's event, and while she didn't clinch, the one spot awarded to Jerome was gracious about her second-place finish.
I'm happy for Jessica. She jumped great. She deserves it 100%. It's great to have the support of the community. I can't ask for anything better than that. Close is good. I can't complain.
Alyssa Johnson finished third. Sarah Hendrickson, the reigning world champion, still recovering from knee surgery, came to cheer on her teammates and gave commentary to a cheering crowd of some 5,000 people, the biggest event at the Utah Olympic Park since the Olympics. The rest of the team headed for Sochi will be named on January 22nd. I'm Lynn Ware-Peek, KPCW News.